This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
Welcome to the Rocky Mountain Voices and Connect weekly podcast.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Connect Cast. I'm Sydney Tetra with Rocky Mountain Voices, and I'm here with Colin Kelly, executive editor for Connect Magazine. Welcome, Colin.
Hey, Sydney.
Well, we have a ton of stuff to cover this week, which is kind of exciting because some weeks are, you know, slower than others. But I think we wanted to start very first with this kind of breaking news in the last hour or so. You found out about who had won the award for the Mountain West Capital Network's Entrepreneur of the Year Award for 2008.
That's right. Each year, the Mountain West Capital Network announces its Entrepreneur of the Year Award, which has grown into a really good size awards program. And this year is going to be Amy Reese Anderson, formerly Amy Reese Lewis, the CEO of MetaConnect Global. The event's going to be on May 15th this year. So if you're interested in going to the luncheon, go to mwcn.org.
Congratulations to her. That is very exciting for her. In addition to that, we wanted to just talk a little bit about a couple of the funding announcements that were made this week. Specifically, one was the Fusion.io. They just raised $19 million. You know, we were just talking a little bit about that. They raised a Series A round from the New Enterprise Associates. Just a couple of interesting things as we were researching a little bit about that. So they launched at Chris Shipley's demo event, Demo Fall, in 2007. And at that point in time, they had taken in just $1.5 million of seed capital. And they were on from various angels, and they were on track to do another round. And obviously, that just closed this week at $19 million, which is pretty phenomenal round to close from $1.5 to almost $20 million.
Yeah, you know, Fusion.io has really been operating below the radar. Fusion is one of the more promising local tech startups here in Utah. And they've claimed to have been able to produce a network attached storage device that's about 1,000 times faster than a traditional hard drive. It uses NAND flash memory, sort of like the SSD hard drives you can buy now. But the I/O technology in terms of getting the read-write data in and out of this PCIe card that it's on is some proprietary Fusion.io technology where they claim they can dump data in and out at about the same rate as you can write and read to RAM.
And the other funding that we wanted to mention was Solera. They just did a $5 million round, which was, I think, completely done by the Canopy Group. Isn't that right?
Yes. I believe to date the Canopy Group has been the only investor with both of their rounds. They picked up another $5 million recently. Solera is another very promising tech startup out of Utah County. Here in Utah, they make essentially what you can think of as a TiVo device for your network. They monitor all network traffic, and it just records every single bit of data. And the thing is black. You can't tell it's on the network, so you can't hack into it.
Exactly. It helps a ton on the, you know, data loss prevention side and anyone on IP control and management. Talk to a lot of customers just in my day-to-day job about stuff like that. When you can watch that network traffic and actually know or recreate what's happening, it's pretty powerful. So what's nice to see is that, you know, $19 million raised and $5 million raised is that there's still a significant amount of capital coming into our businesses in Utah to help fuel the economy and fuel technology startups, which is a very critical component of our economy here in the state. And in addition to that, we just wanted to talk really briefly about Semaphore. Semaphore is a local company, and they actually had a fabulous launch over this last week and a half, if you watched it at all. Scoble broke the news for the blogosphere, and he did a fabulous piece related to Google, which, Colin, I know that you can comment on. And it just turned out to be a really great piece. I actually watched some of the background work on the PR side because Rocky Mountain Voices was a little bit involved with them also. And it just came off as a fabulous launch around with traditional media, with the new media, with introductions into the blogosphere, and really a compelling product that makes sense for all of that media, which I love to see happen for Utah companies.
It's a perfect PR play. Semaphore, who their headquarters is actually in California because the CEO, Tyrone Pike, lives there. But all the dev team and a lot of the infrastructure is based here in Utah, and they started here. Semaphore has built an exchange caching infrastructure that they've been marketing to huge corporations. And then recently they just launched their MailShadow product, which is also an online hosted app that syncs all of, syncs your Gmail, Google Calendar with Outlook on your PC and also with Exchange. And it was the perfect way to roll a product out. They got some good PR buzz going. They convinced Scoble to break the news. CNET picked up on it. Lots of other people picked up on it. And in Scoble's review, he actually claims that, that Google's equivalent, which was launched recently, flat out sucks compared to Semaphore. And that's always going to make you feel good when Scoble says your product beats Google.
Absolutely. I thought it was just a very well executed and kind of the perfect product for that whole conversation, which makes it even more attractive. And as you were speaking, for some reason, you triggered for me that we actually have another company that will be launching that's been in fairly stealth mode that's launching and unveiling on Thursday, which is SendSide. I think it's SendSide Networks. They're doing a big launch party on Thursday, and just probably worth mentioning because it will be, you know, one of those unveilings of a technology company here in the state.
That's right. Yeah, if you haven't been to SendSide.com yet, go check it out and sign up. I think they still have an open beta. And other people have tried to replace email before, but I really think SendSide is onto something here, and they're going after, I think, the right markets to start with. They're not going after the consumer market, and it's going to be great to track SendSide. And they're well-funded, they're well-managed, and if anyone has a shot at supplanting email, these guys do.
Exactly. So I just thought that was an interesting note around. We don't see very many kind of corporate global launches, but they're going to be doing some fun activities on Thursday. And to conclude the ConnectCast, we wanted to just announce the 22 finalists that were just named for the Utah Innovations Award. Colin, you guys have a great hand in this, and it has become a fabulous tradition and a very prestigious award around innovation in the state. I know we wanted to just cover off those 22 finalists that were named. It's all yours.
Yeah, the 6th Annual Utah Innovation Awards program is going to be held on May 21st. You can go to stoel.com/innovation, that's STOEL.com/innovation, to sign up for the luncheon. And it really is now the premier tech event. They honor inventors, entrepreneurs, and university-developed technology. So they have 8 categories this year, and they announced the finalists today, and the winners will be announced on May 21st. But let me just quickly run down the finalists in each of the categories. So the first category is biotechnology and pharmaceuticals. The two finalists there are Alacure and Echelon Biosciences. In the chemicals and material sciences category, the two finalists are Ceramitech and Brigham Young University with the Torion Technologies product. The next category is the clean technology and energy, and there's 3 finalists there: Mountain West Energy, Roofshade, and Wasatch Wind. Now we move into the computer hardware and electrical devices category, which was a really competitive category this year, and the 3 finalists were L3 Communications, Raytheon Advanced Technology with that exoskeleton from Sarcos. Raytheon just bought Sarcos recently, and that really cool exoskeleton, if you haven't seen it, is awesome. And then the third finalist was a company called Livewire Test Labs. The next category is our consumer software category. Interestingly enough, Control 4 is one of the finalists for the computer software category, not the hardware. There's also Public Engines and Zinch. The enterprise B2B software category, we have 3 finalists: Doba, Solera, who we just talked about, and Direct Controls each. And then there's 2 categories left. We have the mechanical devices. Finalists are Provo Craft and Novelty, Cadence Technology that makes a new type of scuba snorkel, and then thirdly, a new company called Climate, who also was just named one of the 10 Utah Entrepreneur Challenge finalists with their, they have a material that you can put into clothing, coats, gloves that uses argon to pump up pockets and provide excellent insulation. And then finally, the last category is medical devices, and the 3 finalists are Senecor, Anacare Laboratories, and Lareda Sciences. Wow, so there we go, all 22 finalists.
That's awesome, and you guys do such a great job with the program. So thank you for not only sponsoring it, but picking such great companies, and obviously we'll have to do an entire ConnectCast around the various winners. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of the ConnectCast, and please join us again next week. Thank you.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.